N8 MJL. N8 MJL testing. N8 MJL mobile.
N8 MJL mobile, this is WN8Q mobile. Michael, are you there?
N8 MJL, yes I am, and I am mobile.
Roger that. I was dropping my wife off at D&W Grocery in Petoskey and heard you, and I got her dropped off and thought I'd give you a call and see if you're still there. It's good to hear from you. What's going on?
Well, I am currently just about ready to get over the Mackinac Bridge. I'm actually headed up to see Dylan. I'm going to buy something off of him, actually a treadmill, not radio-related. So I was hoping he was traveling on north, too, from Petoskey. And so I'm like, oh, maybe he's got his radio on. So, but he doesn't. But no, it's really good to talk to you. Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah, it sure has. Yeah, there was a high wind warning for Mackinac Bridge yesterday sometime, I think, for high-profile vehicles. But, yeah, I saw Dylan a couple weeks ago. We did a ham exam at the EOC on second Saturday of January, I guess. I saw Dylan was at that, and we had a meeting. But, yeah, so you getting through the winter okay, I suppose.
It's actually been a very busy winter for me, so kind of happy about that. Only had to snow blow the driveway, maybe a dozen times so far, so I'm more happy about that.
Yeah, I actually don't mind doing that. I've probably done it even more than a dozen. I don't know, it seems like some weeks I do it two or three times a week. But anyway, it's all good. The ski hills have lots of activity, so it's fun to see all the winter sports going on and so forth. So, all right, well, I'll let you navigate the Mackinac Bridge. I heard you earlier, and I got my wife dropped off. I'm just sitting out here in the car waiting on her. She said she just had a couple things. We'll see how long a couple things take. So, anyway, so you have a great weekend. N8 MJL from WN8Q. I'll be clear in your final.
Well, hopefully she's not out or in there too long that the car gets cold. So, sounds good. Well, it was actually a great to hear your voice again, and I get on the radio every once in a while. So I'll stay 73s, and I'll talk to you later. N8 MJL.
Medical, go ahead.
Make sure I'm sending a message to the direct to the 17 ambulance.
Okay, if you're aware that the ambulance has a radio, go ahead. I'm not sure they do.
Hey, we're monitoring. Stage 17 ambulance, you're on daylight running lights. You need full headlights and taillights.
Great message, and I'll repeat it. Stage 17 ambulance, you're on daylight running lights. You need to have full headlights on. So hopefully you get the message. N8WAG. Thank you very much. N8WAG.
Start 17.
Start 17, go ahead.
We're all cleaned up here. We're heading out. Going to go get some chicken wings and fried pickles.
Sounds good. Thank you very much for all the help this weekend. N8WAG.
KG7ELS.
Call to Safety Suite, Assistant Chief of ES or Chief of ES. We have a Tri-Town EMS radio that needs to get back to one of you. KC0JS@net.
Grab that from you. KDE, YTD.
Thank you very much. NAWAG.
Net from 288 ETI.
Go ahead.
Yep, that Spec Marshall is now back on 612. I believe stage 17 is clear between 4220 and 4250 at this point. KDE8 ETI.
Thank you very much. Thanks for helping with that situation and getting everybody out and safe. NAWAG.
17 finished.
17 finished. Go ahead.
We have exited and we are on our way heading home.
17 finish. NAWAG.
W8RSW out.
Okay, I believe that 17 start and 17 finish have both exited. I believe that my midpoint marshals at 4220 are out of the stage, 4230 is out of the stage, probably 4250 is out of the stage, and so I'm going to guess that Spectator is probably still doing a little bit of work. If you're still in the stage and you heard your name called, let me know. If you're out of the stage, good for you. And then we'll wait on to hear from Spectator, NAWAG.
4250 is just now leaving stage. We made sure that all of the marshals we brought in got out, so we are now also leaving KE9AIX.
4250 clear of the stage, NAWAG. Spectator on 17, Spectator on 17. When you get a chance, just give us an ETA of when you're going to exit the stage.
Stand by, please.
Standing by. Thanks for the response, NAWAG.
Kiva VS, tonight control.
Kiva VS, go ahead.
I am signing out for the night. You guys did a great job this weekend. Can't thank you guys enough for all you do behind the scenes. Appreciate your assistance on everything. KE8 UDH clear.
Thank you very much, and thank you for all the help this weekend. You were had your ears on. You helped solve many, many problems, and we greatly appreciated that at AWAG.
And the next step is to figure out which radio I need. NAWLF, Spectator 17, and we are clearing the stage, and all of our people are out. There are still some spectators in there, but all of our people are out. NAWLF.
Thank you, Bruce. Thank you, Susie, for all your help this weekend. Appreciate all you do, and it was good working with you. I'm sure we'll be working with you again soon. With that being said, I think we're going to go ahead and close the net. One last thanks to NNKOP for the use of the repeater and all the support that he provides for it. We really greatly appreciate that. So on behalf of N8WAG, myself, KC0LJS, and all the rest of us here at Race Control, good night, and KC0LJS clear. Thank you very much.
Obey one last thing.
Go for it.
You're 17. I'm done for the day. Just checking out. Thank you. Thank you much for your patience and your guidance and your steady demeanor.
Thank you for the comments. We appreciate them. KC0LJS.
We should continue for a moment. We have picked up all the tapes, picked up all of the swell sticks and arrows that we could find. We did not touch snow fencing or the posts. So otherwise, we're as cleaned up as we could get up without major work. NAWLS.
Nope, and the fence and its posts are better done in the daylight. KC0LJS.
Net Control from Safety Suite. You are still monitoring. We wanted to give you a big thank you for all your time, effort, and energy. It is always an honor and a privilege to work with you. 88 YTE.